Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer helpline. My name is Alan on the recorded line. How can I help you?
How you doing, Alan? I'm calling to file my claim.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, I do want to let you know again the call is on the recorded line here. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I thought I was already qualified for it.
Okay, I do. We do have to. We are required to ask a few questions. If you could simply answer, simply yes or no. And I do apologize if some of these questions sound repetitive, but we are required to ask them. But we'll get through this as quick as possible. Okay.
Okay.
Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay, so are you willing to affirm to your answer that you haven't?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you or loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
And were you or loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was the name of the cancer diagnosis?
Ovarian cancer.
And are you looking to file this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with cancer, ovarian cancer, approximately?
Approximately January 25th of 2024.
I have January 23rd of 2024. Is that correct?
January 25th of 2024.
Okay, so I have 1/25/2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And what state do you currently reside in?
I'm in Pennsylvania State.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right, so you're in the state of Pennsylvania. Give me one second. All right. And what is the name of the diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor was Doctor, what was her name? Cheryl Belair. Doctor Cheryl Belair.
Cheryl Belair.
She's a OBGYN.
Okay. And okay. What's the name of the facility?
Saint Mary's Medical Center.
Okay. And in what city is this?
This is in Lang it's in Pennsylvania, but it's in Longhorn. The address is 1201 Longhorn, Newton Road, Longhorn, PA.
Okay.
The zip code up there is 19047.
Okay. All right, and I am looking for Dr. Cher Belair.
Charlotte Marcus. That's the oncologist.
Charlotte. Okay, give me one moment, please. I'm looking to find the OBGYN. So this is
OBGYN is Dr. Cheryl Belair.
okay. So was it Dr. Charlotte or Dr.
The
Belair?
person who gave me the doctor who diagnosed me was Cheryl Belair. The doctor who treated me was Dr. Marcus, Dr. Charlotte Marcus. That's the oncologist. Dr. Cheryl Belair is the OBGYN. That's my OBGYN.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much. I do have Cheryl R. Belair. Is that correct? MD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me one moment, please. And I do see that Dr. Belair is located in the St. Clair
St. Mary.
or St. Mary. Okay, give me one moment. And is okay. And that's the Longhorn Newton.
Longhorn Newton Road, Longhorn, PA.
Okay. And is it called the so I do see that it's the address is really weird on the their website.
So the address, let me get my paper. It's 12. Let me look at this thing in my wallet.
Is it?
I'm not in the city right now. The
That's
address
okay.
is 1201 Langhorne, 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 is Newton Road, Langhorne, PA.
And is that 19047?
Correct.
Okay. So I
So
have one.
is Langhorne Road, Langhorne Newton Road, inside of Langhorne, PA.
Okay, thank you. So I have 1201 Langhorne Newton Road, Langhorne, PA 19047.
Correct.
Okay, and the doctor's phone number.
The phone number is, just a second, let me look. I don't know that right offhand.
That's okay. I have one that's 215. Wait. 215. Let me just make sure it's correct.
Just a second.
Okay.
Just a second. Let me look it up.
Okay.
I'm about to look it up. What number do you have?
The one that's showing here is 215-322-5042.
I believe that's the number.
Okay.
I believe that's the number.
Okay. I'm going to add that right now. All right. So I have 215-322-5042, and that's Dr. Cheryl Renee
Yeah.
Belair. Okay. And now for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. On average, approximately how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
About 5 or 6 times.
Okay. Did you want me to put five or six?
Six. You can put six.
Six. Okay. And then the facility that you were diagnosed with cancer, was it was the same address, right? The
Yeah.
1201 Longhorn Newton Road, PA.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that one is called the St. Mary's Medical Center.
Correct.
All right. And the phone number is going to be the same, the 215-322-505 5042, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January, that's so funny, I found out on my birthday. January 25th, 1984.
I have 1/25/1984, is that correct?
Correct.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Now, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that used hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. And was it sibling, parents, friends?
Cousin.
Cousin, were they also diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
I believe one of them was.
I'm sorry to hear that. What were they diagnosed with from what you remember?
Ovarian cancer as well.
Okay. And what's the name of your cousin?
Her name is Nakia Chamberlain.
Okay. Is that Nachia?
No, Nikia. Last name Chamberlain, Chamberlain. And I believe Camilla was as well.
Chamberlain. And then you said Camilla as well?
Yes, Camilla, she has the same last name as me. Camilla, C-A-M, how you spell Camilla name?
C-A-M.
C-A-M-I-L-L-A. Camilla, same last name as me, Dowd, Dowd.
And was she also diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay, we can revisit these your cousins in a little bit. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Camilla Dowd.
Yeah, CAMILLA, Camilla.
Okay. Now, approximately, sorry, what the state you used hair relaxer? Was it Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, and then approximately when did you start using hair relaxer?
I started using a hair relaxer April 2004.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
April 2004.
I have 4/1/2004, is that right? And
Yeah.
then approximately when did you stop using hair relaxer?
January of 2024.
I have 1/1/2024, is that right?
Yep,
Okay.
correct.
And how often did you apply these products? Was it monthly, weekly?
Once a month.
So monthly.
Oh, yeah, once a month. You know what?
Okay.
The number, yeah, once a month.
Okay.
I'm thinking the phone number, I think that is to the OBGYN. Can I give you this number?
Yes. Did you
Can I
want me
give you
to
this number?
change for
Yes,
Dr.
yes.
Belair?
Can I? Yes.
Yes, go ahead. I'll change it.
215-710-2000. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries. I have 215-710-2000.
Two
That's for the
thousand, yes.
diagnosing doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just fix that real quick. Thank you. So 215-710-2000.
2000, yeah.
All right. Now, how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer? So let's see. So 2004, 2024,
20.
20 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Oh, salon.
Salon, okay. Give me one second. Which brand name products did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely?
Yes, it actually was. It was L'Oreal's Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And did you, for this question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Did I say that again?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least
I
1 year?
want to say yes.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive? Was it
I
chemotherapy?
received chemotherapy. I had a biopsy done. What
Biopsy.
other? Yeah.
Did you take radiation therapy?
Yes.
Radiation too? Okay.
I had chemotherapy and immunotherapy. I had surgery done, which was the hysterectomy.
Immunotherapy.
Yeah.
Oh, immunotherapy.
That's a drug they give you to build up your immune system.
Okay. And then what would you say is your treatment date approximately?
My treatment date was the first date of it.
Yes.
Let me try and think, because it was about, let me see, how was diagnosed with that? I started my treatment day probably about 5 days after my
After.
diagnosis.
So you were
Yeah.
diagnosed the 25th of January, 2024. So that would be, let me just
Five,
double check.
let me check too. I'll tell you. Let me look at my calendar. So
So
let's say February the 2nd.
February 2nd. Okay, I'm gonna put that down right now. Yeah, it's just an approximate. So zero
Okay.
two, zero two. 2024, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the treating doctor, is it also Dr.
My treating doctor? I
Belair?
just told you my treating. No, Miss Belair is who diagnosed me. My
Okay.
treating doctor was Miss What was her name? I just gave Charlotte Marcus. Miss Marcus. That was the oncologist.
I
Dr.
see.
Charlotte
Okay.
Marcus.
Let me find
That
Dr.
that's
Charlotte
she's on that's an
Marcus.
oncologist.
Okay. I do see Charlotte S. Marcus, MD, under the Trinity
Yeah.
Health. Okay.
Oncologist.
She's an OBGYN.
No. Dr. Marcus is an oncologist. Marcus, Charlotte Marcus, MD, oncologist.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And I do have her address as, let me just double check the one that we have here. It says she's affiliated with the St. Mary's Medical Center. Do you remember
Yeah.
the address, that you have for her?
It should be the same address as Miss Bel as Dr. Belair.
Dr.
I'm
Belair.
calling them Mr.
Okay.
and Mrs.
Let me go ahead and copy that real quick. So just to confirm, I have 1201 Longhorn Newton Road, Longhorn or Langhorne, PA
Langhorne.
10047. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the phone number that we have for Dr. Marcus, Charlotte S. Marcus, is 609-853-6590.
Okay.
And then, okay, give me just one moment. Now for this question, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then would you kindly spell your legal first name for me, please?
Latoya, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, O as in Oval, Y as in Yes, A as in Apple. That's my first name, Latoya.
Okay. And then last name is it DOWD?
Yes.
Okay, so I
D.
have.
Make sure not a B. D. D. D as
So,
in dog.
correct.
A
So I
D at
have.
the end and a D. D at the beginning, D at the end.
Perfect. Thank you. And then so the first name I have, Latoya, that's spelled LATOYA, Latoya Dowd, DOWD, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, your social.
179-647-6695.
I have 179-64-76-95. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
For the email address that we have here, we have Latoya D
D.
31 at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have 267-366-2401 for the phone number. And is this mobile?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and what's the primary address?
4312 Otter, OTTER Street. I'm located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The zip code here is 19104.
Okay, and is there a suite number or an apartment
No.
number? Okay.
No.
Just to confirm, I have 4312. That's Otter Street, Philadelphia, and that's in Pennsylvania. 19104 in
Correct.
Philadelphia County.
Right.
Okay. Now for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or no, do you have a copy of the medical records? Are you able to obtain a copy from the hospital or your medical doctors?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Oh, my doctor has my medical records.
Right. Are you able to provide them? It's just asking if you're able to provide these
Oh,
by mail.
not right now. I can, but just not right now because I'm not in town.
Right. So it's just asking like how you're
Oh,
able to provide it.
yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Is it by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay, thank you. And then for the last part here, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. This
It would be my
precaution.
oldest daughter. It would
Okay.
be my oldest daughter.
And do you live with this emergency
No, she
contact?
doesn't live. No.
What's the contact name?
Alaysia, Alaysiah. Her last name is Brown, Brown.
Okay. Did you say AYAL?
No, I'm sorry, Alaysia. I'm sorry. Alaysiah.
Okay. So I have ALAYSIAH
Yeah,
Alaysia
correct.
Brown, BROWN.
Correct.
And what's the phone number?
267-499-0393.
I have 267-499-0393. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then this is your child.
Yes, my oldest daughter.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, we're just waiting for the system. And once the system finishes loading, I'm gonna just confirm one last thing with you, and then I'm gonna send you the paperwork via email and text. They're gonna be the same thing. And I'm gonna walk you through the process. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
You have. Okay. All right, give me one moment, please. Just to confirm, Latoya, I have LATOYADOWD as your first and last name. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The address is 4312 Otter Street, Philadelphia, PA 19104. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then 267-366-2401 is the phone number.
Yeah.
The email is Latoya D, as in dog, 31 at iCloud.com.
Yes.
And then the social I have is 179-64-7695. Is that right?
Yes.
The date of birth is 1/25/1984. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and send this to you now. Let me know once you receive a text message or email. They're going to be the same exact
Oh,
thing.
I see it. Welcome to DocuSign.
Yes, go.
Ale Raymundo.
Correct. Go ahead and click on that link. This will direct you to a DocuSign web page in which you may and click continue or check a box that says agree to use electronic
Okay, wait,
signature.
it asked me did I just a second. It was asking me what I sent the message from you. Okay, would like to use your current location. Allow. Okay. Continue.
Continue, and then you may
I
have to press.
agree.
Go ahead.
Okay, continue.
And then you may have to check a box. If you already checked the box, you should see a start button.
Yes, it says select start to begin.
Yep, go ahead and click start. This will direct you to the first signature field. Feel free to draw your signature and then click
Okay.
adopt and sign and just follow the steps. And then I'll check the to make sure it's all correct.
All right, adopt and sign.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Not yet. I'm going to go ahead and refresh real quick. Give me one moment, please. So I will only see it once you complete the documents.
Okay.
So you have to
Okay.
follow the steps, hit next, click the areas where you
Yeah.
need to. In some areas, you may have to put your initials.
My initials. Yeah, I see it. Okay, so you're done signing.
Okay.
Okay.
And then hit finish.
To finish. Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and check to double see, make sure it's all correct. Okay, I do see that. All right. It looks good. Okay, give one moment. All right. Now I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message of my contact information for you
Okay.
to call me or text me if you have any questions before the attorneys reach you. And then for any other questions regarding your case, feel free to ask them, ask the attorneys for that. They'll be able to
Okay.
provide you with answers. Now,
Okay.
let me give you a text real quick. Give me one moment, please. All right. And then the following information that I'm going to tell you right now is excuse me. Give me one second. I'll send it to you now. All right. So, give me one moment. Okay, I just sent it to you. I just want to say thank you. It's going to be the same thing that I sent you. It's just saying that
I
within the
can do.
next.
Thank you for your time. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a
Call
call or
or
text from the
text.
attorney. Okay, coming from a 909 number.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call me. Now, let me just double
Is
check
this your
to make
direct
sure.
number, the number you text me from?
Yes, the 909. That's
Okay.
going to be my direct number. The
No,
number.
you text me from a 949. It's a
Sorry,
nine
nine
four nine
949 is
nine
my.
nine six.
Yes, that's my direct line. So you can text me
Okay.
back from that same number or give me a call back from that same number. The 909 is going to be the attorney's office.
Okay.
It's
So I
going to
gotta look out for that number.
Yes, that's going to be
Okay.
Pulaski. That's the name of the firm. Now, as far as if the attorneys can't get a hold of you in the next 24 to 48 hours, please expect a call from me and I'll transfer you over to them so that they can start your case. Now, as
Okay.
far as your cousins, Nikia and Camilla, feel free to send them my number. Let me give you another text from that same number.
Okay.
You can send this to them if you would like. Give me
Okay.
a second. There we go. I just sent you a text. You can
Okay.
copy that and send it
Okay.
to your cousins, or just let them know and have them call me or text me. I'm available Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we'd be more than happy to see what we can do to assist as well. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, LaToya. And I hope you have a
Thank you,
wonderful
Mr.
rest.
Island. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.